everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a goaltender who has had the opportunity to attend multiple National Hockey League training camps, including a very last-minute appearance over the summer. But first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Nick Suzuki of the Owen Sound Attack. He picked up 3 goals and 4 assists and was +3 through 2 games last week. Suzuki, who was chosen in the first round by the Vegas Golden Knights in the 2017 National Hockey League Entry Draft, went 13th overall. A former first-round choice of the Attack, the 18-year-old from London, looking to help the Attack to a strong season as they battle in the Midwest Division and the OHL Western Conference. Meantime, in the East, the Niagara Ice Dogs are off to a strong start in the Central Division, currently battling Barrie for top spot in the Central. Certainly quite a dogfight going on right now, you might say, in that Eastern Conference, as teams already jockeying for position. Goaltender Stephen Dillon is a veteran with the Ice Dogs, and we chatted earlier this week about the start of the year in Niagara. With goaltender Stephen Dillon of the Niagara Ice Dogs, and let's talk about the first few weeks of the season for the Ice Dogs. From the outside, certainly looks like you guys have been off to a pretty strong start. What's been going well for this Ice Dogs hockey club to get this new season going?
Yeah, it's been exciting. In the 4 years I've been here, I think this is probably one of the best starts we've been off to. We've got a great group of guys, and I think everyone is really excited to continue to build off this hot start.
I know a couple of years ago it was maybe a bit of a slow start because there were so many guys coming back from camps. What about this year? Why have things gone so well to start the year?
I think everyone, we didn't lose too many guys from last year to this year, so I think there's a lot of familiarity with this group, and the pieces that we were able to add have been huge additions who have been contributing already, so everyone's playing very well right now, and we just want to keep improving every day.
I know it's a little different for the skaters in terms of the chemistry and lines and things like that. As you come into a new season as a goaltender, what are the things you want to do to, you know, make sure you're in top form as the season gets going?
Yeah, you know, we work pretty hard over the summer to try and make sure that we're ready to go once the season starts. But I think as the season goes on, our calls, like playing the puck, will continue to improve. We've done a great job so far. Being able to sort out those quick breakout passes, whether it's me passing to the D or just in our own zone. I think the more we practice that and the more comfortable we'll get, the easier it will become.
Last weekend had a couple games that took a little bit extra before picking up the 2 points, the overtime game against Oshawa, the shootout against Hamilton. I guess that's a way for a goaltender to keep yourself pretty active when you start seeing 3-on-3 and shootouts coming at you. That's, I'm sure, for, I know coaches, it's a pretty nervous time. What's that like for a goalie?
You know what, it's a lot of fun. 3-on-3 is great. It's just like pond hockey memories where lots of action up and down, a lot of chances, that's for sure. And then shootouts, I think they're my favorite. We practice those on the ice every day before and after practice. I'll just goof off and have a little competition with the guys. So to be able to do well in the shootout and overtime has been great.
Is there somebody on your team that seems to have your number in those shootout drills?
I think out of all the competitions, Jones is the only one to win so far. So I guess he won. He's the only one that's beaten me so far.
Everybody else you can handle just fine. Back in June, you had an interesting experience, a last-minute experience, really, where you got a chance to go to the Pittsburgh Penguins camp, but literally on pretty short notice. Take us through what happened there.
Yeah, so the development camp started, I think it was a Thursday, and then Thursday night I got a call saying that unfortunately one of their goalies wasn't able to perform on the ice. So they picked me up early in the morning, and I think I was there by noon. So I didn't miss too much, and it was exciting. It was a lot of fun. Great experience, and I'm thankful for the Penguins for that opportunity.
Was it one of those where a little bit of a whirlwind 24 hours to go from being at home to being on the ice with the Penguins?
Yeah, sort of. It's one of those crazy experiences. And then my team was fortunate enough to win the little 3-on-3 tournament there. So that was an exciting way to finish.
You'd already been to a camp before. Did that help that at least you knew what to expect when you got there?
I think every camp is different. When I was in Boston, they only had, I think it was 25 players there. Every single one of them had been drafted or signed, and I was the only free agent, so that was sort of neat. And then going from there to Detroit had a bigger development camp with 50 guys. And then going back with Detroit for main camp in Traverse City, it was a neat experience. And then Pittsburgh was I guess, more in between. Boston and Detroit, they had some of their draft picks, and then some free agents as well. So it's neat to go to all the different organizations and see how they run things.
Obviously, going to these camps, it's exposure. It's getting a chance to show what you can do. What do you learn being able to attend professional camps like that?
I think it's always always neat to see how you stack up to the other guys who are invited there, whether they're draft picks or they're signed or they're free agents as well. It's always a good measuring stick to see how you're doing compared to those guys.
That was Niagara Ice Dogs goaltender Stephen Dillon. Meantime, the CIBC Canada-Russia series is coming up next month, and the coaching staff for the OHL Stops has been named. Windsor Spitfires bench boss Trevor Letowski will lead Team OHL in both of the games played in Ontario Hockey League venues. That, of course, coming up during the month of November on November 9th in Owen Sound and November 13th in Sudbury. Letowski will be assisted by attack bench boss Todd Gill during the Owen Sound game and by Wolves coach Corey Stillman for the November 13th game in Sudbury. Of course, the CIBC Canada-Russia series is part of the evaluation process for Team Canada for this year's World Junior Hockey Championship. Here's a look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings. The Western Hockey League's Victoria Royals lead the way. Top OHL representation comes from the Sioux Greyhounds at number 6, up from 10 last week. And from being not ranked last week to the number 8 spot are the Sarnia Sting. Honorable mention to the Kingston Frontenacs. Did you know that 209 OHL alumni are on the opening day rosters for U Sports, that's university men's hockey teams across the country? Of course, not only in the Ontario Conference, but also in Atlantic and even out west. You can check out the whole list at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. These are players using the OHL education program to continue their studies and hockey. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.